Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hot Pink University Blog Talk Radio Program, where we reignite your passion, your purpose, and your play. Find us at www.hotpinkyou.com. Take it away, ladies.
Thank you, and good morning, all. It's Christy Bemis with Hot Pink University, and I'm so happy after a short hiatus of Blog Talk programs because of some personal travels I was experiencing. We are back, and welcome. Today is all about women's circles and women's communities and how to find those supportive resources in your life to support where you're at. I'm so glad you're here, and in some ways, this is our little mini women's talking circle, although I'm talking at you, and I'm hoping that you're experiencing some sensation in your body of finding a safe place to find your community. I am a speaker, psychotherapist, and an Ignite Your Life coach, and I am recently somatically trained, and so I've been working a lot with women around getting into their bodies, finding presence, and finding support to heal some of your inner child wounds that might be impacting and interfering with your current love relationship. So if this sounds like something you would like to explore more with me, find me at www.hotpinkyou, that's YOU.com. Or you can find me on Facebook with Hot Pink University with Christy Bemis. There's always things out there, ladies, to inspire you to reignite to your passion, your purpose, and hopefully your play. I'm all about play today. We're going to play a little bit in talking with women's circles. So Hot Pink University life classes, which is what you're listening to, are things that you wish you would have known what women need to know. And we were not necessarily taught in school. And that's what these women's talking circles are going to be about as well. I'm launching them this year. I've been a part of women's talking circles since the mid-1990s. They've been super valuable in my own growth process, my own self-reflective practice. And so I am a huge advocate of gathering women together in supportive and safe circles. Let's dive in. Grab your journal and a pen, and we're going to do a little bit of an assessment today. You're going to have a little chance to do some self-reflection for yourself and where you're at in your life with women's circles and women's trust. And this is going to be a great program for you to just kind of explore, where am I at with my women and female friendships? Beautiful. So the importance of women's talking circles, that's right. That's what I just recently launched last month. It was on the heels of, if you haven't caught it yet, Netflix's Sex, Love, and Goop with Gwyneth Paltrow and a variety of practitioners and modalities around sex education and relationship coaching and sexuality. And if you haven't caught that series yet, I highly encourage you to watch the 6 episodes where they really highlight different modalities that really get you in your body and connecting to self. And so often we are, I feel like, on autopilot and barely plugged into our own lives or finding ways to even numb them out more and more and more because some of our struggles might be feeling overwhelming, or we might be numbing things out because we can't get our brains to shut off. I think that's the number one thing I hear in my psychotherapy practice is I can't turn it off. And I was just talking with a young woman in her mid to late 20s around this phenomena that we're seeing with the increased amount of anxiety and the increased around worry and things like that. And we talked about how social media, you know, can contribute to that. It can be really a beautiful thing where you can really find the right messages for you. And then there's this other shadow side to social media and technology that is really requiring our brains to be completely anxious in life, and how we can unplug and plug into supportive places by using technology, the good side of technology. And really, that's what we're talking about with Women's Talking Circles. It's using virtual online communities to really support where you're at. And the focus of my Women's Talking Circles, there's lots of different avenues out there, but the focus of mine will be on sex, love, and relationship, which is so important in my life as a midlife woman. At this point in my life, I'm having some of the most transformational conversations, experiences, sexuality, spirituality, creativity than I have ever had in my life. And I'm in my 50s. So I want to impart some of that wisdom and knowledge on you all. And also, peer support is some of the most valuable support we can get. We don't do it enough. And especially women are really isolating oftentimes from one another because of very painful experiences they've had with women relationships in the past, and how we can clear some of that out and really seek to support one another in healthy and beautiful ways. So that's what we're talking about. How can you find your people? How can you find your community? And how can you find your tribe? So often we're born into communities, we're raised in them, and we wonder, am I normal? Or I don't know about you, but there's times in my life where I was like, am I adopted? Like, are these people really my people? Like, we're born into these communities, right, where we don't have a choice. There's not a lot of choice in that. And maybe we don't feel the same or don't have the same values that the people we're born into have. And so I feel like we're always out there kind of seeking and searching, where are my people? Where is my community? And the born into community is just one of the many communities that we become a part of, right? And then as we go into and out into the world, we have our school communities, right? We're educated, but these are highly based on geographical like indicators of I go to that school because I live on that street, right? And so there's not a lot of choice in that. And it can become a community that's maybe not incredibly supportive to you. I know mine was a combination of seeking and finding and learning and being super shy and introverted to being incredibly bullied by boys and girls. I was recently on a client phone call where she shared a story of that community for her, that from kindergarten, some of the most formative years of her life were spent with this group of four or five women. She could still name their first names and their last names because they bullied her incessantly from kindergarten on until she was transferred to a private school and found a more supportive community. And a lot of us, I run across women all of the time, have this kind of experience in this kind of forced on you community. It's not something you choose, and it's not something you can escape from. And oftentimes by the adults in our life as we're growing up, we're told this is normal. Like, bullying is normal. We all had to go through it, right? We all had to have some kind. So I want you to think of your school experience and take a moment and journal on that. What was it like? Was it supportive or was it unsupportive? Take a little break in that and let you write and journal. Beautiful. Beautiful pause. If you are listening to this live, obviously you need more time. I'm just taking a little time to kind of center yourself and have you think about communities that you personally have been a part of in your life. Then I want you to fast forward into your college years and college communities. I don't know about you, but mine were highly based on like what my interests were or like forced on me through the classes that I had to take, right? Or a lot of times my communities in those years was really based on like who I was dating at the time. But they weren't necessarily people that I shared values with or desires. These were just kind of communities that, you know, through the college experience, if you went to college, that they just kind of were placed there to challenge. I think they weren't even like shared values, but they also were able to have you look at your own values and kind of challenge them. But it wasn't necessarily this intentional community of positive regard and acceptance, right? My experience is, you know, unless you join like some kind of sorority or fraternity of some kind, you know, like my experience was, it just kind of, it was what it was, you know, and not intentional, just kind of like finding hopefully some people that you had common interests in fun and, you know, activities like that. And then I think about in your adulthood how we have these like work communities, diverse people sharing common interests. I know I've been a part of many diverse communities, and I don't necessarily feel safe in them. I don't necessarily feel supported in them. I, throughout time, I didn't always necessarily feel like these communities, you know, you were always kind of testing the trust around them. So I want you to take a moment and then when you find your partner, right, this is now you're married into communities and what that experience is like, these very unique cultures or values of this person that you fell in love with and now you're part of their, like, extended community. But the community is very relationship bound. So if that relationship ends, and this is addressed really beautifully in the book Conscious Uncoupling by Catherine Woodward Thomas, where she really talks about when you break up with your spouse, you know, that partner, that person takes their tribe with them and you're kind of cast out of their tribe. I know I've experienced that in my relationships where if the relationship didn't continue on, whether it was a marriage or, you know, a relationship where it was like a long-term kind of, that person takes their people, right? And sometimes their people are like, hey, I really like you and I want to stay a part of your life. But often, and it has to do with when Catherine Woodward Thomas talks about it in her book Conscious Uncoupling, often it really has to do with the partnership and what happens chemically in our brains around, you know, loyalty to their brother or their sister, loyalty to that person. And like, you can't have a relationship with that family anymore. So these are communities, right? And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about women's talking circles, is that this is a community that you intentionally create. So I want you to take a moment on your journaling and write around some of the communities you've belonged to in the past, some of the communities that you currently are involved in, and write a little around what do they do for you? How do they support you, if they support you? In what ways do they not support you? In what ways does it feel like I'm a stranger visiting a foreign land and I don't really feel a sense of belongingness, right? So take a moment and write down some of your communities and how you're part of those communities. Yeah, and if you're listening to the recording, you can pause it if you need more time. And we're going to move forward because these life classes last 30 minutes, and I want to make sure we get all of the juicy information. So intentional communities are like a moth to a flame. Oftentimes, we find these communities as adult women through a Google search where you're Googling in, like, a problem I'm having, and then all of a sudden if something pops up where make maybe a retreat or a women's circle or a group that you could kind of tap into. Or they happen by word of mouth. I know I found one of my women's circles that I belong to just by word of mouth and like experiencing her, you know, as a participant in a retreat I was on. And I was like, wow, this is something that I could use in my life. Like, this is something I could really value. And so a circle that I belonged to for many years that was super supportive for me was actually a circle that dealt with an interest I had. So a lot of times we find these circles of interest, and the interest I had at the time was like writing. And I anybody that knows me knows that I journal every single morning. I did so today even. And a lot of these blog talk radio programs or life classes come out of that experience of journaling every day. I do a lot of self-reflection of like what's important to me, what's important in my life. And so I found this writing women's talking circles, and for years I was a part of it, and it was super valuable, meeting once a month and really encouraging my writing and encouraging a supportive atmosphere around it and just the vulnerability that's involved in the sharing. So it's in these communities that I feel like we grow. And I think about like the phenomena around a goldfish. It only gets as big as its container. So if you keep your goldfish in this like really tiny small bowl, that goldfish will stay very small and will be supported by its environment that it's in. But if you put that goldfish in a big pond, it's going to keep growing and growing and growing. If you put that goldfish in a lake, it can grow exponentially, right? And that's what we're like, ladies. We are like the goldfish. If we're in containers that don't support our values, if we're in containers that keep us small, we'll stay small. But if you have a growing edge, like I have a growing edge, then you might have a need for these bigger containers. And that's what I'm talking about with women's talking circles. What communities we're in right now, whether we're a soccer mom, I know I was a hockey mom and a soccer mom, you know, it didn't necessarily feed me. It was great to have like fun and connection with my children growing up, but it didn't necessarily like feed me, right? And so that being a hockey mom or soccer mom, that container will have all kinds of different values and desires. Or we think about maybe our church communities, the communities that we're in by choice, but are the offerings that they're giving us aligned, or our work communities, do they resonate with what we need? So I want you to take a little assessment right now of what are my needs for community? What are my growing edge? If I had to like name a growing edge in my life, which I'm always on a growing edge, what am I trying to cultivate? Am I trying to cultivate my writing, my art, maybe cooking or dancing, maybe even some pole dancing? I just was talking to a client the other day, and she and a friend are doing some pole dancing in their communities, and so they're finding these like intentional communities of support. Maybe it's health and wealth. You know, there's all kinds of communities that could be out there. So the community I'm creating, if you have an interest in, is a community around sex, love, intimacy, and relationships. It's an intentional community for women to focus on the things that matter to them sexually, in their intimacy, in their communication, in their relationships. And why might this be important? So this is really inspired by a wonderful woman, Pamela Joy, who operates a company called Down to There in the California Cupertino area. And she did a TED Talk a couple of years ago that stemmed from her research. And what she was talking about was reclaiming female sexuality. And the TED Talk was really around the isolation that women feel often around the topic of sex and intimacy. And that there's a lot of like myths around it. There's a lot of like socially isolating themes around it. That if you are not having problems with sex in your marriage, then all is good. But as soon as you start having problems with sex in your marriage, then everything kind of falls off the rails. And women don't talk about this enough. They don't talk about their bodies enough, their anatomy. And so what she found in her research was that women who talk about sex have more sex. Not only do they have more sex, but that it increases their satisfaction of the sex that they're currently having, and it increases the level of arousal that they experience every single day. And so I don't know about you, but this all sounds super hot for me. So I joined some of her circles, and they were incredible. We would first have a topic that was kind of tossed out to us. It could be something around your solo sex practice. It could be something around communicating with your partner around sex. It could be something around looking at your, you know, erotic blueprints. I have a whole list of topics that we're going to be talking about throughout the year in these talking circles. And you have a chance to kind of learn a little, and then you do like little breakout rooms where you meet one-on-one, or maybe four women in a meeting room on Zoom. And then you talk, you have a chance, you set timers, you have chances to like talk. And what I learned in some of those breakout rooms about myself and about other women was what commonalities we have. And it helped de-shamify some of the messages I had received growing up maybe in a Catholic community and kind of a rigid container for my goldfish, right? A small bowl. And what it did is it provided this big bowl so I could expand in my own sexuality, in my own relationship. And it helped support the growing edges that I had around topics around sexuality, intimacy, relationships, love, communication. So in these circles that I've been in, there is some beauty in the vulnerability. There is some beauty in learning about my anatomy and things about my body. I was just doing a women's circle for another group that I belong to in their coaching community. And I learned all this stuff about women and lubrication because of one of the women that was attending that meeting, that circle, actually was having some issues. And so what she brought was this beautiful new knowledge around peer support and learning about my anatomy at the age of 51 that I never knew about. So in these circles, we share resources, what toys to buy, what books to purchase, what porn for women is out there that is actually like made for us, all the way to what podcasts to listen to and what retreats to go on. We share our pains and our struggles, and it's a chance to be heard and find your growing edge. I want to share a story with you that's really was valuable to me. I don't know if you remember many decades ago. It feels like, oh gosh, a lifetime ago. There was a TV series out there called Desperate Housewives. And my girlfriend and I would get together every Sunday night and watch this together. And in one of the episodes, there was one of the moms was using her child's Adderall and trying to, like, Ritalin or something, and trying to get through the day and trying to do it all as a mom until finally she was overusing it and crashing and burning. She sends her kids off to a neighbor's house, just kind of dumps them off and takes off in her minivan and heads over to a soccer field where she's, like, just feeling so emotionally drained, so isolated, so disconnected. I want you to think about times in your life where you've had that feeling of everybody else is succeeding at life and I am sucking and failing incredibly. And I think we feel that as women because Facebook and social media is kind of pounding down our throats what the ideal woman looks like because we're showing people our best days, right? We're not showing like the shit that's cluttering our house. We're showing when everything is like looking beautiful, when my hair is perfect, right? And so what was beautiful about this moment is then her three or four friends showed up and found her in the park. And they each took a moment to share a story with one another of when they felt like they were failing as a mom, when they felt like they were royally sucking, when they felt like the shit was really hitting the fan for them. And what was beautiful about that moment is Lynette, the woman that was kind of having this breakdown, looks up at them and she's like, why were you keeping this from me? Why were you not sharing with me? Why were we not being vulnerable with one another? And I think we need that as women. We need the real us. We need the real each other. We need to see what happens. I remember driving home one time from in-service that my fellow Hot Pink University women were doing, Lori and Anne, when there were like three of us that were running this company and now there's just me. I remember when we were driving home from one of these in-services and we were exploring, things that we were struggling with as women. I felt, sitting in the back seat of the car and listening to and watching these two women be vulnerable and share with me and cry their cries, I felt so connected to them. It made me feel like I had a sense of belongingness. And we all need that. We all need that experience of that sense of belongingness. So what will you get out of these women talking circles? What if you could have a container of validation around your sexuality and sex and your curiosity? What if you could be curious in a circle and ask the questions that maybe you're afraid to ask in your other women's circles that don't feel supported? What if you could feel supportive in your own experience in your relationship? Or learn how to talk about, if you have children, learn how to talk to your children about things that are non-shaming, right, around sexuality and intimacy and relationships. This is really an experience of a no-shame zone, an experience of sisterhood that's positive and has unconditional positive regard for each other and talks about real talk about things that you love. There's value in finding your community to talk about the things that matter. And like Pamela Joy's research shows, women who talk about sex, have more arousal, have more satisfaction. So that's what the goal is that I'm creating, hoping to create more real talk communication between women on things that really matter to us, things that feel valuable, remove the stigma, and support the things that we desire and want most in life and that we value most in life. So I'm wrapping our experience up. You can find out more about the Women's Talking Circles at www.hotpinkyou.com. I'd love if you would join my email list. We email not that often, and they're always filled with information to ignite your life with pleasure and with passion. And there's just so much to offer there in the community that I'm intentionally creating for women. So thank you. Thank you for joining me. There'll be another episode next week, as always. And I hope you got something inspiring. I hope that you are encouraged. Find that positive community of women that can support you. Dream big, live your passions, and have an amazing rest of your day.